Where there was aloche vavoy. Shechotcho balechose v'iksa v'kinsel v'chosa v'chotcho v'adi name dimotzo dimotze litrutze v'sakin sheyeshchus litzavo kem litzavo v'sagale balechose v'chude k'likamon elo b'chol de'u ma'ad aleukmi afilu b'izem afilu b'izem. In other words, that it's not necessary that there should be both heiloche and avoy. If there is just one heiloche or avoy, so, and if the sakin is a big sakin, so if the sakin he has enough space, chutz litzavo, kim loitzavo, then the shchite is a good shchite even without both heiloche and avoy. But if the sakin is a relatively small sakin, then he has to make heiloche and avoy, because if he will not make heiloche and avoy, there will be drusim. But if the sakin is relatively big, then there will not be drusim even without the two of them, heiloche and avoy, just with heiloche alone or avoy alone. All right. Now let's see the thesis. Man tane, the loibinon kavone lishchitim. Teime, the mashma hoche, the chere shete likotten, lavni kavoninim, afil achirim indim al gabo. Uvisev perikveis. So from this gemore, it's mashma, that chere shete likotten, just as they have no das, so al pidin they are considered not to have kavoninim. Uvisev perikveis de gitten tnan, hakel kshirin lichtiv saget, afil chere shete likotten, More, valid yodinu, umishane, she got lame dal gabo. Alme nikavone lishmoninu, she got lame dal gabo. So we see from this gemore, so in other words, from this gemore, Tesis assumed the kashe, that when the gemore says, man tano bin kavone lishchite, in other words, that the chere shete likotten do not have kavone. So this gemara is not just declaratory of mitzias, because b'mitzias a chere shete likotten cannot have kavone. B'mitzias chere shete likotten can have kavone. Why couldn't? It all depends, of course. A cotton who is 2 years old cannot have kavone, but a cotton who is 12 years old, why shouldn't he be able to have kavone? A cotton who is 12 years old and the cheresh. I mean, even what does a cheresh mean? Who is mute and dumb? Deaf and mute. So, memele. So even if b'mtzias he can have kavone. Certain cherishim, I mean, can be very intelligent. So, but al pidin, his kavone is no kavone. Just as we say, we gabi das. So, in other words, anything that requires das cannot be done by a cheresh and likotten. Does it mean because b'mtzias, the cheresh and likotten have no das? You find certain tanim who are very intelligent, but al pidin, he's moved of das. So Tesis assumed the kashe that this is what the Gemara is saying here. Man tanu eboi kavon lishchite, not because cheresh and likotten b'mtzias are incapable of intending, of having an intention. B'mtzias they can, but just as his das is no das, so his kavon is no kavon. So Tesis says kashe. From Gemorin Gitten, Hakel Cherim Lichte Visaget. A filo cheresh in Vikotten, Upo bit more valley labne de eninu, Shalim Shkodlem del Gabov. Alme de Kavone Lishmoninu Kishkodlem del Gabov. So, in other words, so when a Godel is in the Gabov of the cotton and he guides him, he teaches the cotton how to ride the get, then the get is a kosher get. But it has to be written Lishmo. The answer is when a Godel guides the cotton, so then everything is done properly. But if Alpidin, the Kavone is no Kavone, so what? Of what avail is the fact that he is guided by the Godel? His Kavone is no Kavone. So V'yesh Leima, B'Godlin Tal Gabov, Hayne Shemel Amdi Meso, U'mazir Dine Yisson La'asis Lishmo, Aval Ochachin Reine Yisson Baal Mekoma, Afal Gav, Diverish Pirkin Kol Achin Reine Yisson Gadon Agabov. So Tesis says in the Teretz, no, the Pshat in the Gemara is not the way I assume in the Kash, that the Gemara means Chereshet Mikotten, so the Kavone is no Kavone. The Pshat, the Gemara here is declaratory of Mitzias. The Gemara here is declaratory of Mitzias. Because the Gemara here and the Gemara means this. After all, the Mishnah says Cheresh Shechita Mikoton. So the Shechita is Kshayo. The Gemara does, the Mishnah doesn't spell out. Doesn't spell out the case of a cotton who is very intelligent and who is able to have kavone. Any cotton, it says tam, as long as achirim is reineson. Any cotton, and even if the achirim reineson are silent spectators. I mean, all they do is just to look. They don't say a word to the chereshit of the cotton. How to shecht? I mean, they are silent spectators. So even in such a case, the shrit is a shrit of shayim. Even though they didn't guide the cotton anyway, they didn't show him anything, they didn't teach him anything. And then cotton, not only a cotton of 12 years old, even a cotton of 5 years old, of 4 years old. And so when a cotton who is 4 years old shechts, and he puts a knife near the tzavor of the behemoth, and the achirim silently observe it, and they see that he cut the simonim properly. But that kind of a cotton, 4 years old, does he have kavone to cut simonim? He doesn't even know there is such a thing as simonim, as there is, that there is a veishet and there is a gargaras. So even in such a case, the Mishnah says that the shechit is ksheiro. As long as the achirim, the silent spectators, saw that the cotton happened to cut the simonim properly, accidentally happened to cut the simonim properly. So it's a raya that we don't need any kavone. So in other words, what is the issue? That cotton's kavone only is something that requires das. So there we say, no matter how intelligent the cotton is, let's say even Shlomo HaMelech himself, until he was bar mitzvah, so his das was no das. But legabi kavone, there is no such aloche. Anything that requires kavone, there is no such aloche, since that the cotton's kavone is no kavone. This is the teisves shite. But the Rashbo mentions in the name of Rabbi Yehine another shite. The name of Rabbi Yehine another shite. And apparently Rabbi Yehine shite is that the pshat in the Gemara is the way teisves assumed in the kasha. When the Gemara says Zeisi Meres Imeiselam Chulam, I'm sorry, the Man Tane Lebinu Kavona Lishchite, Man Tane Lebinu Kavona Lishchite. So the Gemara meant that there is no, that the Kavona is no Kavona, even if the Achirim guide the Kavona and they teach it and the Mtzias is Kavona. But since a cotton alpidin is not even there, so his kavone alpidin is no kavone. But then the kashi is, so why do we say, if a chereshit be cotton, why to get? If a chereshit be cotton, why to get? So the get, and the achirim is in the malgab, God laim it algabov, so the get is a good get, but it has to be written lishmo. So Rabbi Yehine says, because by get, who has to write the get? The Baal has to write the get. There is a machlekes reshenim. The rishit is that the Baal has to write the get. And when the sefer writes, so it's on the basis of shlichas from the Baal. And then Yochaname, the Baal has to appoint the sefer as a shliach to write the get. The other reshenim were achilik, and who say that there is no din of shlichas. But everybody agrees there has to be tzivua baal. Suppose the sefer would write again without being explicitly instructed and by the baal to write again. So then everybody will agree that the lishmo is no lishmo. So according to the ri, the aloch is the baal has to write again. Rabbi Yehine from the Roshna, from Yehine, it's mashma that he agrees with the shite of the ri that the baal has to write again, and the sefer can only write again on the basis of shliches from the baal. But even if Rabbi Yehine had not agreed with the shite of the ri, he could still say the same thing, because whether it requires shliches or not, one thing is clear to everybody: that a sefer cannot write a get without being instructed by the Baal. But according to some Rishenim, It has to be shlichas mamish. According to other rishonim, it doesn't have to be shlichas mamish. It just sivu. Just he just has to be ordered, to be instructed, directed by the Baal. So that means that who affects the lishma of the get? The Baal. And the Baal, either the Baal himself has to write lishma, or the Baal through his sivu to the sefer, so affects the lishma. So the shita of Rabbi Yehine is it's a big chiddush. In other words, the shita of Rabbi Yehine happens to be that ksivas haget requires shlichas from the Baal too. So then the question arises: how can a cheresh be cotton write a get? They have to be shliach of the Baal, and the cheresh be cotton cannot be shluchim. The answer is the shliches is done to the godly Midal Gabov, and who affects the lishmo? Not the cotton. So the cotton performs just the mechanical act in ma'isikum v'alme. So in other words, let's say that the Baal, let's say, he divorces his wife, and the Chereshit in the cotton writes the get, and Ruvein is the godly Midal Gabov. So who has to be appointed as the Baal Shliach? Ruvein has to be appointed as the Baal Shliach. Not the Kesef. The Kesef couldn't be appointed as Shliach. And the Shita of Rabbi Yehine is that it requires Shlichas. It's not, in order to explain the Gemara that way, it's not necessary that Rabbi Yehine should agree the Shita of the Ri, that it requires Shlichas, but it happens that Rabbi Yehine does agree with the Shita of the Ri, that the Sefer has to be a Shliach. So it's not the one who writes the get, but the one who is Mechavn the Lishmo. So it's a Tzir. So when a Chereshit Mikotin write the get, and the godly Zimit al Gabov, so it's a tziruf of the Maisik Sive, the mechanical act, the Maisik Kuv Baalme of the Kesev, the Chereshit Mikotin, and the Lishmo, the Machshove of Lishmo, by the godly Zimit al Gabov. So who has to be the Shliach? Who has to be the Shliach? The Cheresh. Who has to be the Shliach? The godly Zimit al Gabov, not the Chereshit Mikotin. Chereshit Mikotin couldn't be a Shliach. So it's no kasha. How can the Chereshit Mikotin affect the Lishmo? But the Kotin's Kavone is no Kavone. There the Lishmo is affected not by the Chereshit Mikotin. They do only Maizikul Baalme. And the Lishmo is affected by the Godly Midal Gabov. And the Tzivu has to be directed to him. So even if Rabbi Yehine did not agree with the Shita of the Ri, that Ksivas Haget requires Shlichas, he could still say the same thing. But it happens that he agrees with the Shita of the Ri. But in other words, so then the Godly Midal Gabov would have to be the recipient of the Tzivu. Not the case. All right. Vim Tema. Feirik Mitzvah Schlitze Oma. V'acher Shenechlatz. V'acher Sheshecholzo. V'acher Tzizmina Kotten. Chlitzo Sopsul. Forish Hosom. Cher, cheresh v'cherches, mishim de lav nekrieninu, v'kotten, mishim de ish, ksiv v'parche. V'ashte teipuklei, dibinun kavone, kidamrin hosom dechlitze psula, ad shechavnu shneyem. So even though teis v'shite is, that there is no alochet, that the kotten's kavone is no kavone, and it's only a matter of mitzies, but without achir reineis or achir min dagabon, teaching them, so then mitzies, achir kotten have no kavone. So then, why do we have to resort? Because kotten ish, kosi viparshe, even without that, because without a godel who guides him, so mitzies, he has no kavone. So they are the best and guide them. So there is kavone. So if there hadn't been a kosher for vish, then the chlitze of the cotton would be a good chlitze. And mi ukosh, mitanya b'disefte, nishayte lav v'chlitze hu, vich shi v'bezden, kimot leil agabov, afu shayte name, kmo yidav get. So the disefte says that Sheite is labach litzisi. Cheresh nechlas vacheresh cholzo vachintz is nakot nechlitzo so psulo. So echlitzi it is, but it's echlitzi psulo. Masheinkin sheite, so it's no chlitzi altogether. There is an achkemine between no chlitzi and echlitzi psulo. Let's say if echlitzi was done, but echlitzi is echlitzi psulo, so it's psulo al kol ha'achid. But if no chlitzi was done, so nothing was done. So by cheresh it be cotton. So they it is a chlitze, but because of it's a cost of it's a chlitze psulo. Mashenkin sheite, so it's nothing. The sheite la bachlitzu v'yichshim bepesnik v'yigodel mikagabov afilu sheite namek moigam get. But we see that even sheite can write again. Now, so of course, it goes without saying that when the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, hakel k'sheir lichtiv zaget afilu cheresh sheite be cotton. Cheresh sheite be cotton. So it's a valid get if Achirim in Lagabov and he teaches that the Achirim in Lagabov, Godly in Lagabov teaches them, so he doesn't have reference to a full sheite, I mean, who has no contact with reality. If someone has no contact with reality, so what's Shayach to say the Achirim in Lagabov, he teaches him? I mean, it's not Shayach to teach if he's a full sheite. But sometimes you have a sheite that is not completely without any contact with reality. In other words, you find certain sheitim al kedin, they have a din of sheite. They might be very intelligent. They might be professors in a university too. But al kedin, they are still sheite. In other words, because of a sheite levarechot, because he suffers from paranoia or whatever. So memele, that kind of a sheite. So the Mishnah says that if God is emit al gabov, if God is emit al gabov, so the get is a valid get. But Teisves says the kashe. So why does it have to say the sheite lav bachlitzehu? And there it also means not only sheite lav bachlitzehu, a complete idiot. I mean, who has no contact with reality. But it means even a sheite who can understand, who can be taught, who can learn certain things. So even that kind of a sheite lav bachlitzehu. But since Bezdin is like a God limit al gabov who guides them, so memele, so we see that we get that he has kavone. So by chlitz he should also have kavone. So it should not be considered as no chlitz at all. It should be considered as chlitz psulo, like cheresh, like cotton. Right. כשמאפחין ליחתי, שמי ושמו ושמירה ושמירה, הילכך, אפילו בשייטה מהנה, כשגודל אימי, על גבוב. So other words, by שייטה, so when do we say that במציאס יש כוונה? When do we say that במציאס יש כוונה? So that is only if it be, so only it can be get, because it's מוכח. Because it's muchach, mashein kein by chlitze, it's not muchach. So then he doesn't have kavanah. All right, now let's see what the Rashba mentions in the Nechad Yehud. Now, the very big chiddush in this Rami. Now, he says, in the middle of the Rashba here, He says, V'rabbeinu Rav Zal Tireitz, that's Rav Neyene, shekol dovo she'efshel ha'seise al di shliach hava amidas emid al gabov kavonas ha'seise umidin shliches. So in other words, because over there, so we require shliches. And even if he didn't, it happens that he holds that the get requires shliches. But even if he held, he could say the same thing, even if he held, that he doesn't require shliches. But if, even though shliches is not required, but there is a loch of tziva baal, and through the tziva baal, the baal, with, and through the tziva baal to the sefer, so the baal affects the lishmo. So mimele, the same tziva could be directed to the Gottlieb Dalgabov. And then, the Gottlieb Dalgabov's lishmo would affect the get with lishmo. So he says, Rabbeinu Rav Zal Tireitz shekol dovo she'efshel ha'seise l'shliach hava amida al gabov kavonas ha'seise umidin shliches aval dovo she'efshel ha'seise l'shliach af amidas ben das emid al gabov l'maylo v'lumerido b'mokim she'tzorich kavono v'hilkach chlitze she'efshel ha'seise l'shliach l'mahani amidas bezn al gabov v'hayne taime d'sheite she'cholatz she'chlitzos y'psulo aval get שאף שלים לשליח לכסיב הסגת, וכוון אז כסיב השמי ושמו, ואף, ואף זה שאם את אגבוב, כשליח המימון הליכתיב, ולכבים בכסיב הזה. So in other words, the mechanical act of כסיב, who does the mechanical act of כסיב is not important. The question is, who entertains the מחשוב of לשמו? That's important. This is a מייסה קובלמה. The act of כסיב is a מייסה קובלמה. ויתאים דשחיתה דומהן עמיד אז גודל עמיד לגבוף לרבונון דיבוי כוונת דשחיתה לפי שחקל דולו בתעס השכת דילושוח עד בהם מסחברי שלא ימידי תקשר ואף על פי של נסחבו לו כלל בעל הבהנה אל מכל ההתר תולו בתעס השכת וכוונוסי מה שאין כמגד דילאחה שקירה שסיס מסחבר לא עשו לכלום ואילו כך דעס שכי דווקא בוי ומה שפירשו וסודד so in other words, according to Ramiyene, why according to the Rabbanon, a cotton, a chereshid, a cotton cannot share, because his kavone is not a kavone. Not because b'mtzias he has no kavone. So, mimele, even according to Teisves, so in the case where the Godel, who is in the Gabov, teaches the chereshid and cotton to share, then the shchite is a good shchite, even a libid Rabbanon of Ramnos. When does the Gemara say that a libid Rabbanon of Ramnos? So, the shchite is not a good shchite if the Godel is a silent spectator. He doesn't teach it. But if the God limit al gabov, the achirim al gabov guide the chereshim cotton, then it's a good shchita even al limit rabbonon of Ramnos. But according to Rav Neyene, no, because al pidin the kavone is no kavone. Oh, so then the question arises: so why does the Gemara have to say b'cheresh v'cheresh? The cheresh v'cheresh, the Gemara says lav nekriyaninu, even without lav nekriyaninu. It requires chlitze requires kavone. Chlitze doesn't require das, but chlitze requires kavone. So mele lavne kavone ninu, lavne kavone ninu, and even and according to Rav Neyene, even if they are taught to have kavone, the kavone al pidin is not a kavone. He says, "Umash pirshu Rav Yana biivomes tam cheres vecheres mishum deinu b'mavi omavim uvikot mishum dichsivi parshe." ויליום ושינו בני דיו לרבי סון בקן די לא נוקד בקוטן טיימי די בני דיו הווה אמינה קוטן כי בן תשע כי בן עשר שהוא בן דעס ידע בטיב חליצה שתי חליצה עושה חליצה כאיסון שאומרו בגיטן הפוטיס מקרומקח ומקרוממקח במטלטלין קומש מלון דלוי דישקוס בפרש וחרש וחרשס מלאש מינון, תאפילי אילנדי, ויומס, דתני דיו נינו, לב נחליצה נינו. לב נחליצה נינו. So he says, as far as חרש וחרשס is concerned, so the reason as to why the Gemara mentioned the term of לב נקריה נינו, and doesn't say because לב נקבונה נינו, because the Gemara wants to tell us that he ונחרש, who is able to hear, who is not deaf, but just mute. So in Kolat Erekule, such a cheresh, who is just mute, so he's not in midaber v'in shemeya, just in midaber, but shemeya is, so he has a din of a pikiach l'chol dovo. So a cheresh who is just mute, not deaf. So he's kavoni, he's certainly kavoni. He's das, he's a das, he's kavoni, he's a kavoni. He has a din of ipkeach gomo l'chold of kol advon. But here, because there is a parsha, so the chilitz and the nechletes both have to recite certain psukim. So certain psukim and they are mute. So meile the chilitz is a chilitz psula. Chilitz psula. Because kol mishen roli bile makeres bei, and he cannot recite the psukim. The psukim of the parash, but in a chaname vis a vis a so then we don't have to resort to inim nikriye, but simply because it's no kavone, so the chlitz is no chlitz. Then he says a very big chiddush, and why do we have to resort to yishkos of the parash? And that's the reason as to why a cotton's chlitz is not a good chlitz. Because the Gemara wants to tell us that even if it's a cot of kibben teisha kibben eser shehu ben das when it is yibeya b'tif chlitze, so even his chlitze is a chlitze psula. So in other words, if it is, let's say, vis-a-vis cot, so what does it mean? A cotton who is 10 years old or a cotton who is 4 years old, what's the difference? The answer is, in other words, he means a cotton who b'mtzias has das, has deyogmur, has full das. I mean, it's inconceivable, I mean, to say that a person, if a person, let's say, is 30 years old, so then he's a full bel das. But if he's one day less than 30, so he's not a bel das. As far as the b'mtzias is concerned, it's inconceivable that all the chochme, all the intelligence, appears in a person just in one split second when he becomes bar mitzvah. So in other words, as far as the mitzias is concerned, the mitzias of das. So of course, a cotton who is 4 years old, so is not a full ben das, but a cotton who is 10 years old can be a full ben das like someone who is 20 years old. So still, his chlitz is psulo. Why is his chlitz psulo? Because ish kosu biparashi. Mashenke. But we couldn't say that the chlitz of a cotton who is 10 years old, who is yideya b'tif chlitz and so on, fully intelligent, full bendeo, that his kavone is no kavone. Mashenke, if he's a cotton who is 4 years old, so then his kavone is no kavone. So we have a big chidesh that which kind of cotton is considered to be an eni ben deyo, if b'mtzias there is still a certain, he is not completely a ben deyo. But a cotton ben tes or ben eser, who is yideya b'tif chlitze, who b'mtzias is a full ben deyo, so he's considered as a ben deyo. And his kavone is a kavone. But the nishi isn't, because he's still a cotton. Mashenke, a cotton who is 4 years old, so his kavone is no kavone, even if mtzias he has kavone. Sometimes, you can, not only sometimes, many times, you can teach a cotton who is 4 years old. But alpidin, his kavone is no kavone. That's the shite of Hamiyeh. All right. Now, in about 10 minutes, I would like to, all those who have to take the p'chine, I mean, so they should be in my eyes. Yes. No, we left off in the more Omar Afri Barabe, Boy Rabbi Yechan. Kotni Yeshli Machshove, Oyeinli Machshove. So the Shaila is whether Kotni's Kavone is considered as a Kavone or not. When everything that Kavone is required, is his Kavone considered Kavone or not? Now, Kotni's Das is not considered as Das. How about Kavone? Omri Ravame Vitiboyle Maise. Why does he only ask whether his machshove is a machshove? Why doesn't he ask whether his maise is a maise? Now what does it mean maise? It doesn't mean a maise grade. So everything revolves around kavone. But according to Rashi, so when Gemara says maise, it means a maise that is coupled We the Namir. And when the Gemara says, Machshove, that means a dibur below Maise, that indicates the Machshove. So, boy Rabbi Yechonen, Kotn Yeshli Machshove or Eile Machshove. In every matter where kavone is necessary, where the kavone is the essential thing. Now suppose he says that he has a certain kavone. But there is no maise that indicates that he has that kavone. Just he says that he has a certain kavone. So vis-a-vis a godel, so. Of course, it is considered as a valid kavone, but vis-à-vis cotton, who is not even das, so maybe even though he has that kavone and he says that he has that kavone, but since there is no maise which indicates that he has a certain kavone, maybe that kavone is not a valid kavone. Omale ravame vitiboyloch maise. Why don't you raise the question? Suppose he does a maise that requires a certain kavone, and he says that he has that kavone. So whether it's valid or not, ma'ish the ma'ise come boiled it nan yeish le ma'ise, because there is a b'feir shemishne in kelim that whenever a certain ma'ise is done by a katan and that ma'ise indicates the kavone, and that ma'ise, indicates the kavone, that's according to Tesis Pshat. But according to Rashi, if there is a certain maise done by a cotton, and that is coupled with an amire by the cotton, so to the effect that he has the proper kavone, so then it's valid. So where do we see that a cotton's maise is a maise? A cotton's maise, in other words, that is coupled with the kavone, is valid, and a cotton's maise that is coupled with an amire, according to Rashi, is valid, and an amire not coupled with a maise is not valid. Ditnan oil and varime voeges shechokikum tineikes lomit benofo oishis kinum likaf misnayim. Now, suppose it's a cotton took, let's say, a limon, a pomegranate, or a nut, and he hollowed it out. And now like this, if you take a pomegranate and you hollow out the shell, even though it can fulfill a certain function as a kelim, but it doesn't become tume just because it is capable of fulfilling a certain function. Unless the person who hollowed it out deliberately in order to adapt this pomegranate shell or this nut shell as a kelim. You can make all kinds of kelim from shells of fruit. You can make baskets, you can make all kinds of things. So, in order to be mikabel tume, it has to have a chalishem keli. Now, if it became capable of fulfilling a certain function by itself, not deliberately, so then it does not have a chalishem keli. In order to acquire a chalishem keli, so a person must deliberately adapt it to a certain function. So if somebody, let's say, empties out the nut from the nutshell, mainly the nutshell is capable of fulfilling a certain function. But if the person did not do it deliberately in order to adapt it as a kele, then he does not acquire a halishim kele. But if the person takes out the nut from the nutshell with the intention that it should be used as a kele, then it acquires a halishim kele, and it is mikabel tumas kele. So the Mishnah says, "Ve'ilin v'orimin v'egis
שחוקקום, שחוקקום תנאיקיס, לא מתבנופו, אוי שיסקינו מקף מזניים, so if תנאיקיס, deliberately, hollowed out the shell of the fruit, of the nut, or of the pomegranate, whatever, in order to be used for measuring sand or as a scale. And they said, while they hollowed it out, they said, we are hollowing it out, this nutshell, in order to change it into a kele for measuring sand, or in order to convert it into a scale. So if they did a certain maise, they hollowed out this nutshell or the pomegranate shell, whatever, and they coupled it with the dibu, that they do it for the purpose of adapting it as a kele, so then it acquires tume, midrash. In other words, so that we see from the Mishneh, that a maise, and according to Rashi, a maise means a maise, an act coupled with an amir, not just a maise coupled with a hidden intention, but a maise coupled with amir. If the Tanaikis, at the time they hollowed out this Egeis, they said they do it in order to adapt it into a measuring vessel or a scale or whatever. All right. So Eilim Vagim Vagish Chalku Tanaikis Lam Duofo Oishiskinu Lechaf Lechaf was ninth main Mivishish Lamaise, and it's coupled with Dibu Ve'eilim Machshov. What does it mean? Eilim Machshov. Suppose a teenage walks in the street and he finds an empty nutshell. And then he says, when he picks it up and he says, oh, wonderful, I'll use it as a measuring vessel, as a measuring instrument. So then he doesn't acquire a halation to me. Why? Because he's a teenage. But suppose a grown-up person, an adult, walks in the street and he finds an empty nutshell, and then he picks it up and he says, wonderful, I need something like that to be used as a measuring instrument. So then he does acquire a halishim kele, and it is mikabel tumei. So this is what the Mishnah says, that in a case have mice. In other words, if there is an act, if they do an act, they hollow out, and they couple it with an amire, then it acquires a halishim kele. Even though the act itself, even when it is done by a godel, but if it is not coupled with an intention to adapt it into a kele, into a measuring vessel, so it will not acquire a halation kele. Even if a godel hollows it out, but if a godel will hollow it out, and if a godel will hollow it out, even without saying, it will become a kele. But a teenage, only when the act is coupled with a dibur. But if the act is not coupled with a dibur, not. Why? Because a teenage machshove, so only when the act is coupled with a dibur, but if he finds, there is no act, he finds an empty nutshell, and he says that he'll use it for midide, so he doesn't become a kele, it's not becoming to me. Now let's see the Rashi. Kot niyesh le machshove le machshove ke mishne skotchim di boi kavone ki afinu bishmai di kama ise di zvoch vishochat kot niyel lishmo mi ave kavone loi omer le rava amel le rafchi barab vi ti boi loch maise ilo ishmi rabi yecha mas nisil kama ilo varimet dit nam bo niyesh le maise ti boi nam afilu im yesh machshove im maise amechi yechalo shecheinu kri nikai meilo bidor vomareini meilo itzof vishoch to leilo שיין קיי אב דורן די בוילע נאמע אין מאש פון איי מייסע קאבונע אוי לאי מייש די מייסע די פשיטער מיש די שליער איי האט נישט נאמע אין מיר נישט מייסע מאש פון נאמע די בוילע דאט איז נאט אפקטיב איז נאט אפקטיב דיט איז די די מחשוב נאמע די בוילע ביטיב של מאהי מיש נגוף דיט נאמע אין מחשוב אין פריו שחוקקום נוקפו נקף קוטן מצדיין, ואי צאיכם תיכנקף, לא מתבוא נופו, כדרה שתנקס איסים לשחיק, תמי מקבלים תומן שיש להם מייסים, כי אם זה שמעשיהם מכיחים, ושהם כלי נסחבנו, וגם הם אמרים כן, ויש סורה שאמפסייזם, גם הם אמרים כן. It has to be coupled with the verbalization, with the דיבור, not just with the hidden intention. ויש כאן מייסי ומחשוב, המריד נס לתרסקי, ואין להם מחשוב כמוץ לקליפס אקס כמו שהויו, וחושב עליו לא מיד, או אפילו מורד בו, אלו שלא עושה לנו מייסי לשמחלי, ואם בנדס חושב עליהם פמיים במחשוב, דתנן כל הכלים ידן לתמוסון מחשוב. So why does he have an abai? Omalei, מחשוב כאלה תלוי כמי בוירי, because that's a mission מפורשת, like מוצו קליפס אקס, וחושב עליו. כי כמי בוירי מחשבתי מקרס מתך מייסי, כי גאים דהווה כאן מאיר לבידור, ועשיו ביצוף, ושוחתו מי, מי ידע עשי ביצוף ובשוחת, יחווה לו, או ידיל ממוקים לישרה מלאי. So דהבאיה, of רבי יחנן, is in reference to the case where the cotton made a mice, and it was coupled with a certain intention that is manifest. That is manifest to a certain extent from his act, but he didn't say, he didn't couple it with a dibur. I am doing it for that purpose. In other words, all kobones have to be nikrav and so. That's me'akif in the akrov erikor. So you have to be makriv it in the tzofim of the mizbeach. So suppose you are makriv ikom, yazirik the dam, let's say in the dorib of the mizbeach. So then. It's possible. Now, suppose there was an ale. There was an ale in the door. And then the cotton took it away from the door and put it in the tzof. And put it in the tzof. So to a certain extent, it's manifest. Why did he take it away from the door corner and he put it in the tzof corner? Because he wants to be makrevet kedin. He wants to be zerig the dam. So, kedin. So, but he didn't couple it with the dibur. If he coupled it with the dibur, let's say he took it from Dorem and brought and placed it in Tzofen and brought it over to Tzofen, and at the same time he said, I'm taking it to Tzofen in order to be makrevet, that's maise, because we have a maise that is coupled with the dibur. But suppose he just took it over from the Dorem to the Tzofen, and he didn't couple it with the Dibur. But it's machshavti nikeres mitich ma'itzof. It is obvious that the reason as to why he did it, he moved it from Dorem to Tzofen in order to be makrevet kedin. So that's the shayla. Whether it's a machshavti nikeres mitich ma'itzof, whether it's valid or not, keep coming boiling machshavti nikeres mitich ma'itzof. Kin have kaim o'ilo b'dorem, v'asiyu b'tzofen, v'shochto ma'at. מי דעשי בצוף ומשוחת יחב לו, או ידיל ממוק אם הוא דלו ישרם עלי. So what do you mean מוק לא ישרם עלי? So it's not that the Gemara has a sophic, what was the intention of the cotton. I mean, as far as the intention of the cotton is concerned, we can find out what the intention of the cotton. But, in view of, in other words, the reason as to why the Gemara has an abaye, according to Rashi, is because when we say cotton yesh le maise, what does maise mean? A maise coupled with the dibur, which is expressive of his intention. So it doesn't mean that there is aloha of bitus for saying. There is no aloha of bitus for saying. It's not neda shvue. So what it means is a maise by the cotton coupled with the giladas. How is a person the giladas? By speaking. But so mele, if it could not be interpreted any other way except that the cotton did it in order to be makrevet kedin, then it would be considered like a maise coupled with the dibur. Right? What difference does it make? Well, how the giladas is realized? When the giladas is realized by moving his lips, by uttering certain sounds, or by behaving in a certain way with his feet. So the fact that he behaves in a certain way with his feet and his hands, he transports it from the korban, from Dorem to Tzofen, that in itself is a dibur. There is no halacha b'dei sasayim. But, so then, it would be valid.
But the reason is why it's not considered like a maise that is coupled with a dibur is because it is capable of another interpretation. But the more reasonable interpretation is any observer who sees the cotton transporting the corn from Dorum to Tzofen, what is the ordinary interpretation of such a interpretation? So the Mele, it's not considered as a full gil das like this. Or you do a mock in this hand. Now, Machshav to get like a boy like this, really, oh, Machshav to get like my son. If you raise your name, I will know you hate him was a mice and Zelishi Machshav is. Vasil it's off. Will you all shame Kahan and Lichol is on the fishing chair on the door? Or you do a mock in this hand. Do you need a bane of mock in this? Or Omar Abiechen. So the Mora says, on Ami Omar Abiechen and Chodes in. But this thing was also mentioned by Rabbi Yechanan. In other words, that machshavti nikeres mitich ma'isov is valid by God. Without a dibur. Itnan, ha'mal le'pereisof ligag mitnei aknimo, v'yored aleim tal, eino michiyut. In order that an eich should be mukhshar, l'tabol estume. So, there are two things. First of all, there are two prerequisites. First of all, it must come in contact with mashki. One of the seven mashik. So tal is one, Jew is one of the seven mashik. But that's not enough. Even if the eichel, the parents, came in contact with water, with tal, so they do not become mukhshal, kabbalah stume, unless there is rotzen of the bayim. There is rotzen of the bayim. So amal le peris of ligak, that it should be moistened by water, by mashik. If a person put up his peres on the roof because he wanted to keep it away from vermin, from kinim, and then on the roof, so the Jew dropped on it and moistened it, so it's not becoming to me. True, it came in contact with mashke, with tal, so one prerequisite was fulfilled. But there's another prerequisite. It has to be done by Tzene. And here, he didn't put it up on the roof in order that it should become moistened by the tal. He put it up on the roof in order to keep it away, to keep it away from the vermin, from kini. So the element, the prerequisite of rotz, of nichale. Ki yutan dum yedich yitein. Ma ki yitein di nichale. Has rotzen af ki yutan di nichale. But here, the element of Nichale is lacking because his purpose was to keep it from vermin. But suppose he deliberately put up the peres on the roof in order that they should be exposed to the dew, so then it's Nichale also. But suppose the Chereshet Mikotin put it up on the roof, so Afal Pishen is Chavn Lekachin Mikotin. So in other words, even though they intended, they did it for the purpose of exposing it to the dew, to the tal, but inasmuch as it was done by a chereshet mikotin, so his machshove is not a machshove. But if at the time when he places it on the roof, he turns it over, then it is manifest. Why does he turn it over? Like this, we could say, he put his staff on the roof in order to keep it from vermin. But if his purpose had been just to keep it from vermin, why does he have to turn it on the other side? Obviously, he turned it on the other side in order to expose each side to water, to the dew. So then the kotnis machshav is also valid. So Rabbi Yechanan said that even machshav nikeres mitich ma'isov is, Rabbi Yechanan himself said it, that it's valid. So why does he have an abaye here where the machshav nikeres mitich ma'isov is valid now? Rabbi Yechanan is like, so you can argue the teretz, hochakim, the raisi, the rabbonon. It goes without saying that lechol apoches mit rabbonon machshav nikeres mitich ma'isov is valid. But if it is midrabbanon, so it's only effective. So it's only effective lechumre. It's not effective lekule. Let's say vis-a-vis kabbalas tume. That's lechumre. So it's effective. But he has an abaye whether it's effective midraise. If it's effective midraise, then it's effective not only lechumre. It's effective lekule. It's effective lekule as well. It's effective lekule as well. Lo yishenos yiven avliva ben aris b'chiyut. Horekomen boyle. The Raisa Rabbanon. Now, so in connection with Tume, so even if it's Rabbanon, so it's effective, because it's the Chumre. But in connection with Kochim, so if Machshav Nikias Mitoch Ma'isov is valid Kavone, only with Rabbanon, so it's only Shayach Lechumre, not Lekule. So Memele, if a person takes away the Korban from Dorem, and he moves it to Tzofen, it's Machshav Nikias Mitoch Ma'isov. But if it's only midrabbanon effective, so here it's just be likule. The Chachamim did not say that it should be effective likule. Alright. Hocham kumbal, the Raisa Rabbanon. Neakimo kitsunish, shel Purim vadoshim, vati akino, in bechiyut, v'nichle baita, lahabe hachshal erinon ite mosom, im yiga v'em sheretz, l'achaz man, d'bino ki yutam, dum yedach yit, v'nichle, v'nischam v'kach, v'im ishas aloye, v'im achav v'kach, kinin shimnani v'tal ma'alim, harim bechiyut, d'oche, Amrinon biduch ta'achite ideu atal aleim sameach harim b'chiyuta v'achol pishin ischam kinu lachin al kishoro sameach helm chere shemikot m'neaknimo achol pishin ischam v'kach lach shiyod atal aleim einu b'chiyuta shim achshavto machshove v'hechshav machshoveto v'hai ma'ise da'ali alav ma'iseu dibneaknim en hel lo yishon laf nischam l'ahav t'avone elu shelo yifra ben lach shiyod atal aleim mitzazeket shipar aleim tzadachia אבל היבר בן מייסון מכיחים, אבל כשלי פירש מחשבתי, הוי וניקשנאית לכך, הרי הם יחיו אותם. דיבי שפירש מחשבתי בשעס מייסה, לא יצריך רבי יחלה שמינון דבהד יתנם לי יש לו מייס. הורי קומן בו אלי, דראי זה רבן, הודה לנו. ושמעתי מרבי ישאי, די מחשבתי, ניקרס מתך מייסה, והווה מחשובה, כי הוא פירסו בשעס מייס. So in other words, why should we say that מחשבתי ניקרס מתך מייסו is valid? The answer is, because what is valid? Maise. Maise means if the maise is coupled with the dibu. Now if machshav nikeres mitoch ma'isov, so it's very likely that that nitzav is considered like a dibu. The raisi v'samchin ala afil likulik and bain liu bayi behei ve'ilo midor nitzav v'mechshere oid rabonani v'chumred v'almud om rabonane v'maise v'chiyif v'bone v'echsha avon raisla v'maise v'gabei lo v'ikulu ulo omu kei shlom chachom mitivrim v'hok mitivoteiro nimtzei kirin alach l'asas yom. Alright. Rav Nachman v'yitzchok mas noch om rav chir barabe boi rabi echim kot yesh l'maise o'in l'maise om l'rav ame v'ti boi l'machshove מייש למחשוב אלוי כאן בוי לי, תנאי למחשוב, מייס נאמה לתי בוי לי, תתנאי יש להם מייסה, הורא כאן בוי לי, דרעייסה דרבונון, ופושי יש להם מייסה, אפילו מדרעייסה, אין לו מחשוב אפילו מדרבונון, מחשב נקרא שמתך מייסוב, מדרעייסה אין להם מדרבונון, יש להם, ותי בוי לי, למחשוב, שחית הקרדית הוא פירת לשם אלו, שחית עליו מייסה, מכיח על מחשוב, שכל השחית השובץ, הורא כאן בוי לי, hod it nan gabe dikke salen rim is na mais de reise is am khinel gabe shre selo u machshirin ot zu ibn nikule it fekt oi de rabonen u de khumul dag ma ban shavie ke de kuli u itame al gabe u de kuli u loy de rabonen ye is loy de khumre ta ve hip ve ben di khshir mit reise ye loy vi gabe bayen ka mais de ye loy sam khinel boy men shmoy rabonen min ayn spasik be kochim shu posel shnema vi shochet ben aboko shte shchit lishim ben aboko shem boko Omalei, zubi yodeinui, le'ati minai. Talmud, omalei, le'tzeichem tizbichu, le'daitem zuhu. Naim, tzadu koshin shuposul, kinein, kileima, minai, le'misasik shuposul bikochi, ki misasik, misakim lak bie, oi lizelki, vishochat bikochi, sholi nischam nishum shchiti. So this Rashi can accord only with Rabnos. It cannot accord with Rabbonon. Because according to Rabbonon, so kavone of tichasimonim is required even by who? And here we mention something that is peculiar to Kochi. So it can only accord with Ramnosin. Because according to Ramnosin, so whom doesn't require kavone? Not even kavone of tichasimonim. So, but by Kochi, Kavone is required, even according to Rav Nosson. Avos hamle shru de baal mekoshe al shalo le baal shuchet. Zub yadeinu, mikra zeo yisi yidei an kanu lo meidu shi mitzal ischam. Vani shal tel akim nai, shal nischam yi posol, lecech et izbichu, shino olo vakosav lakim. All right, so Rashi's pshite is, that cotton yesh le maise means a maise coupled with a dibur, with a real giladas. And machshove means a dibur without a maise. And machshav nikeras mitach maisov means a maise that really manifests a certain intention, but it wasn't coupled with a real giladas, with a real dibur. This is Rashi's pshite. Now let's see the difference. With the boy le maise, כל הסוג יפיר ביקונת כזה מייס, מה דיבו חושב מייס, ומחשוב הגריד, היינה דיבו בלוי מייס, ומחשבת ניכרס מתיח מייס, היינה מייס בלוי דיבו, ולא שנה שס משמע תדבור. ויש להם מייס, משמע מייס גריד, אבל פי שלא יאמרו, אבל פי שלא יאמרו כלום, דיב תמצא להם מה שתולו באמיר, כמו במייס, אם כן, כאיך הדקטון יש להם מייס, אין מייס מחשוב, ואין לו מחשוב, אין מחשוב גרידי, הוכנה ללמוד ולמימה, יש לו מחשוב, אין לו מחשוב עם המייסה, ולמייסה גרידי. So he has the question. If the פשעתי מייסה means, מייסה coupled with דיבור, and the פשעתי מחשוב means דיבור uncoupled with מייסה, so why is it that the חכומים use the term מייסה in respect to something that involves not only maise, but the dibur coupled with the maise too, and they use the term machshove in respect to something that involves only dibur and no maise. They could just as well have used the term a maise in respect to something that is not coupled with machshove, and they could have used the term machshove in regard to a dibur that is coupled with a maise. I mean, so it's arbitrary. So what will Rashi say in the Chachamim? The Chachamim could have used the term just in the reverse way, but it's nothing wrong in using it in that sense. All right. So din tzel rashi tol ba'mir kol ma'isim ki yeret ton yish le ma'is dan ma'is machshove ve'il machshove machshove kreid achnam vasamim yish machshove machshove ma'is ve'il ma'is kreid ve'id di lomale le min kat ki kom boile machshaft ni keres mit ma'is ki ni kai ma'il havel le min ki na olim ve'im she chok kom stam ve'lo yipirshu lo mit bemofo why does he have to mention the tzior of ve'il? He could mention the same kind of tzior that the Mishnah in Kehilim mentions, but without dibur. The Mishnah in Kehilim talks of a maise that is coupled with a dibur. Let them mention the same kind of case of tziur, but without dibur. Shechok ustam lepirush lo mevofo chav mazai. Umiul vi amaskone. Boim deraisen nirchel di noche dekai meilo. So, I mean, that's a very simple teretz. And the kashe. Because according to maskone of the Gemore, so the Gemore, Rabbi Yechanim was sure that shaft nikeres mitach maisof is effective v'chol apoches mirabonon. But the question was whether it's effective mit reise or mit rabbanon only. Now, if it is so, he has to mention the tzio of kaima elo, because he couldn't have mentioned the tzio of alim verime, because over there it certainly will be mikabel tume, because v'chol apoches mit rabbanon it is effective, and all that is necessary is that it should be mikabel tumim mit rabbanon, so it's already effective. But he wants, so maybe it's not tolu, and the question is whether it is midrais on the rabbanon. But where is it tolu? In what case is it tolu? And the question whether it's midrais on the rabbanon. Where, in the case of elo? So there, if it's midrais, so then it's effectively kulet too. If it's only mid rabbanon, so it's only effectively chumra, not kulet. ומין ועסקון לבוא עם דרייס ניר עוד נוקר כאמר. ואיד עוד לקטון אל מחרש של נקוטן, אף על פי שתחל לקחין לבחיות, ועל איש מייסי לדיבו, וריקון תחז דוחק לפורש, אף על פי שנסחבנו לקח אחר הלוי. ואי משמע, אלא משמע אפילו נסחבנו בשעס הלוי. קום, ואיד, אפילו אלו סתם בלי פיר של בני הקנים, או לבחיות מרבי יחנה, ביום המחשוב ונקר אחר תחמייסו, ותחמייסי מאלץ, דהי נמייסי לדיבו. ומי הוא, שמו איסי מייסי גור היסי מדי, תשמע פני הקנים ההם,
weit kosch mit die kom aroy dem mo kemud li schamle mach wat die lab mich mit diesel misle woche weil kem boyle afol pisho maise weil die bo bodet das present die kashe against rashi because as I said before the gemara has to say has to resort to the fact with you mo kemud li schamle because if it hadn't been possible to interpret it that way, then it would be considered like a Dibo Gomo, because Dibo doesn't mean here bit of society. Dibo means a Gilodas, but it's not considered as a full Gilodas because of the possible interpretation that Mokim Udle is Ramalei. But if it had been possible to say that Mokim is Ramalei, then the only interpretation would be that he did it in order to be Makrivet and Tzofen Kedin. So then it would be considered even without his talking, as if he spoke. Alright, so this kashi doesn't present any kashi. V'nir leforish, the amirosei, so thesis is chelik ha-rashi. V'nir leforish, the amirosei lo imeeles ve lo imeredes. Elo maise gomo, kain dialo imirim in dipshtolim chayik nitzir abeis kibu. V'lo midofo, kaf mesnaim, dinokat, uche di milse nokat. V'adil ishim tzir achach, v'chim din chayik ikin al kidli kabel, choshev maise gomo, af al pishaloi pirish. ומייסי גרועה, כמו היה ידע לך של ביקוטן, אין מייל דיבו, כי דקטון אף על פי שנסחב לכך אין בחיות. אבל מחשב מכירת אותך מה יסוף, הייני שבחירה קצת, כן עוד כאן בדור, ובאסי לצוף, וישוח תוקנו בו אליי. היא חושב מייסי שכן נראה יסר, של כך נסחב עם המענה, אף על פי שלא יפירש, או ידעו רב מייסי גומרו, שאני יוכל ליסליס משום דימוק עם מדליס רמלי, ואפילו פירש למענה, כי היה ידע... So this sheet is altogether different than Rashi's. This sheet is that Dibur is of no importance. But the important thing is whether the Maise is such a Maise that it indicates that he did it for a certain purpose. So if the Maise is a Maise Gomo, that it always indicates the intention of the person, so then it is certainly effective. Now, when a teenage takes, hollows out a nutshell, even if he doesn't talk, so it's Nikia. Why does he hollow out the nutshell? What for? He wants to use it. He wants to adapt it into a kele. What kind of a kele? Of measuring scent. So it's Nikia that when a tinnik hollows out the nutshell, pomegranate, so it's Nikia that he does it deliberately for that purpose. So melee, it's valid. It's valid. Now, if, let's say, the cotton does a certain mice, let's say like the cotton, brings up the peris, the crop, to the roof. And in his heart, he means that it should be exposed to the dew, to the mashke. But any observer will have no reason to come to the conclusion that the cotton did it in order to expose it to the dew. Because he'll say, maybe the cotton did it in order to keep it away from vermin, from kin. So, even though, so since the maise in itself doesn't indicate the intention, even if the person will say it, I'm doing it in order to expose it to the dew, not for the purpose of keeping it away from vermin. So it's still ineffective. In other words, as long as the maise doesn't indicate an intention in any way, when is the Abaye of the Gemara, if the Maise does indicate the intention of the person, but it's not 100% sure. In other words, if there is a possibility that the Maise was done for a different reason, so that's Vachshach Mikras Mich Maise. So in other words, according to Rashi, Maise that is effective means only when it's coupled to the Dibo. According to Tesis, it doesn't have to be coupled to the Dibo. As long as the Maise is a Maise Gomo that indicates a certain intention, so then it is valid. It is valid. Alright. We nearly flourish. Dam Rossi Mehalis will be ready. אלא מה יסיגו מוקר הידע למרימי? דיפשיטה דמחי כי מציע ביסקיבו די לומד אפול האט מיט נײן די נאָקאַט, אויך אין מיל זנאָקאַט, וואָר דעם שמצע חאַכער, ווי גיב די גייכן אלע קידל קאַב, חוש מייסי גומבו אפול פישל פיראיס, און מייסי גרוע. אק מוי איידל חרש די קאַט אין מייל די בו, די דיקטאָן אפול פישן שאַבל קאַכן אין בגיוט, אבער מחשבט ניכער אס מיט מייסוב, היינש מחיח צאס. Geneilo di kaimu vidorim vasi vitzofo. So the reason is Tzase Choche. Tzase Choche means that any observer will come to the conclusion that in all probability he did it for the purpose of being makrif mitzofo and kedin. But it's not absolutely certain. So that's called machshavt nikeres nachmais. Kaimu vidorim vasi vitzofo mishochim kom boilei. Ich hoffe, mein Schiff in ihrer Jesus, ich kann nicht schrauben, mein Hane, aber für Schlei Pirisch, und dann weiß ich, Gomorisch, an Joch Lissli, ich bin schon im Morgen mit Lissli Ramle, war für Pirisch, mein Hane, Kahid Helum, und Posch, mein Hane, komm, Rabbi Echnen, in Liefer, von Harim, Chiyut, aber Pirisch, ich kann schon, mir schlägt sich krass, mit der Akne, because even if he turns it over immediately, after the Tal drops, on one side of the Pirisch, he turns over the Pirisch, so that the other side of the Pirisch should be exposed to the moistening by the Tal. But the possibility of another interpretation is still not excluded. It's still possible that even though he turned it over, his kavone was to keep it away from vermin. So since it's possible, so it's only machshav nikeres noise. Afal pi shekam shom yishli yitzat nechnime. Yishli yitzat sheni, elo she yeser o lislis min atal. Kivin lach she yod atal mitzad echot, mehapech mitzad achya. Avla alo haskot nistam, lo yehave bechiyud. But if the cotton is mallet, without turning it over on the other side, once the towel drops on it, so it's not in machshavt nikeres mitachmaisov, so then it's ineffective. Our cotton stam va'avich yud. Then Tesis says, ibik chilish, va'afilu ha'u as godol stam, shemolo yisem ha'ales, he's not sure this. So, according to one alternative in Tesis, when do we say that stam in b'chiyut non in cotton? So since there is no dilat das emanating from the maise, some in mele, it's ineffective. Hashem ki by godel, he has one alternative. It is effective anyway, even though there is no dilat das that indicates the intention. Afirsh lemaani kai leelum. ופוש מאי דקום רבי יחנה ואני חיות אבל כשם שם יש לי קצת נתנים יש יש לה שם יש יש רוביס נתאו כי נדח שיר עד התאו מצד האחות מהאפר לצד האחר אבל אגוס קוטן סתם לה מחיות ואפילו אגוס קוטן סתם שם לא ישמלס ואין לי דאגת מתנאי אחני מיין בחיות הוסטו מהרי בחיות נדעת רבי דייק מסייבה דקטול למשרם לקחי בחיות הוסטו מהם חיות ומיו im bishasatal. So we have a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, so maise that is valid by cotton has reference to a maise coupled to the dibur. Machshove that is definitely invalid, not in mirabonon, has reference to a dibur without a maise. A machshav mitiyos mitich maisov means there is a maise and the intention is manifest, but So the intention is manifest, but there is no dibur. That's according to Rashi. According to Tesis, so dibur plays no role. But if it is an obvious yechoche emanates from the maise, then it's certainly valid. If no yechoche emanates from the maise, it's certainly invalid. The question is, suppose there is Iksasi Choche. From the point of view of the reasonable interpretation, there seems to be a Choche that he's doing it for that purpose. But it's possible another interpretation. That's the way, according to Umiu im bishasatal helu matineikes mashm birushal meshen b'chiyud. Because then it's manifest, it's obvious. The berish misaches trumes maisach mishnem forz v'es maishulen omar avunim bitofus b'metal v'shemo Hai tofus ben, bital haine hifer ben, die kommer abir. Och, i name, gish atal jered male isse, nus atal peisig meri. O viru schau, mega becham nisho li Yisrael. Vim tom, o in tom osom trum, o chere shil vikot porich, vichiach maise shelohen, al machshavton, dit in yon on tamon, hel um chere shil vikot. So what does Yerushalmi say?
The Yerushalmi says in Trumas in connection with Chamisho Yisraimu, Vim Tomo in Trumas and Trumo. So, Hel Mechet, so, Im Tomo Cheresh Likot Nitz invalid. So, Yerushalmi is a Kashi. Why do we say Gabi Trumo, if a Cheresh Shete Likot, if he caught his tere, so the Trumo is invalid. But we say that the Kavona Vikotten is invalid Kavone, as long as it is coupled with Maise. V'yichiach Maise sheleno machshavton. Now, according to Teisves, what does it mean? Maise of Vikotten is valid. If the Maise, if the Giludas of the person emanates in a clear way, in an obvious way, from the Maise. So here, the Yerushalmi is the Kashe, by Truma too, if we see a cotton, so he takes off from the bag in which he has the crop of pears, and he takes off exactly 1/60th. So what? So what is the obvious interpretation of such a behavior? Why is he taking off just 1/60th of the crop? So obviously, he's taking it. So memele, it should be effective. Why does the Mishnah say that Chereshit in Kotten she tomo in Chumas and Tumot as Yerushalmi is Kashi? Uchzastem, my makshin mitchle sugi dorish mikroi, the in Chumas and Tumot abel mi ischoli ikhlu Tumo prad li chovit, mi ischoli ish prad li kot, ashe yidvenu prad Chereshit. So what's the Kashi of the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi itself says that the reason is why a cotton cannot be tearing because there is a special zakosa. The Torah mentions ish, so it's a special zakosa. So why does Yerushalmi ask? So in other words, the Yerushalmi could have given the teretz. The reason is why the truma of a cotton is invalid because there is a special zakosa of ish pratel cotton, not because his kavone is not a kavone. V'shem asmachtebam. So Tesis says, maybe we can answer this kashe by saying that that Rosh in the Yerushalmi is only an asmach. So there is no posik in the Torah that tells us that his truma is no truma. So if the Mishnah says that his truma is invalid, it's on the basis of a general principle. So that's Yerushalmi's kashe. But why should a truma, these are for sure being valid on the basis of a general principle. On the contrary, the general principle is that where there is a ma'ase and the machshove emanates from the ma'ase, it's nikya, so then it is valid. All right, so that's the Yerushalmi's kashya. What's the Yerushalmi's teretz? Umitaret shom, v'nechshav lachem trumaschem, eshekosu v'machshove ei ma'ase shaloi nechiyach, al machshavte, v'she'in kosu v'machshove ma'ase shaloi nechiyach al machshavte. So Yerushalmi gives the teretz, when do we say that where the intention emanates can be deduced from the ma'ase, so then is the kavone of that person is effective? That is what the Torah doesn't spell out, that it has to be done by means of machshav. Masheinkin by truma, where the Torah spells out v'nechshav, that it has to be done by means of machshove. So they always say the cotton's machshove, the cotton's kavone is no kavone, even though it's ma'ase shalei mechiyach al machshav. So in other things, so we say that ma'ase shalei is mechiyach al machshav, then it's valid. But by truma, there is a special zakos of v'nechshav lachem. It has to be machshove. So memele, the kavone of the cotton is ineffective. Perish kim she ika tume machshove. Machshove, the cotton ili machshove. We mistabe she yechia chamaisa machshav. Vod apol yechav yeisi kumad ishmuel. Varigitin she in kosov bei. Varigitin she in kosov bei machshove. Vei maisi shalim nechiyach al machshavtei. Now, so the Yerushalmi's kashi is, so you say that the general rule is that wherever the ma'ase indicates that a certain intention, so then that intention is effective. Is effective. So that's the reason as to why the Mishnah in Kelim says, because there is a maise, the hollowing out of the shell combined, and then there is, and in, according to Teisves, according to Rashi, it's combined with the Dibur, but according to Teisves, the intention can be deduced from this maise of hollowing it out. So Mimele, it's effective. So Yishalmi's Kashi is, why does the Mishnah say, the Gemara says it in the Mishnah, that when does the Mishnah say Hatachin Sagir Al Khair should be cotton only? So that it's valid. Even only if he's got Lamed Al Gabov. But if he got is not Lamed Al Gabov, then it's not valid. But even without the God Lamed Al Gabov, it's machsha. The intention is clear, is obvious. Even without the God Lamed Al Gabov, anybody will see how the cotton writes again. And at the time he writes the get, he says, "Harin kesef esaget hazeh l'shemo isha l'shem abal l'shem gersh." And he mentioned the names. Isn't it clear from his maise that he's doing, that he has a certain intention? So even without the God Lamed Al Gabov, it should be valid. That's the Yerushalmi discussion. Tarist. So he says, "Vargit nishikosu machshav lemaishon nechir mashafti." Jacob Shem Zaget, Chesh Nikot, Mo Baravuni Shesh Pikiran Lagabov. Davki, there is a Pikiran Lagabov, but without Pikiran Lagabov, it's not valid. Why shouldn't it be valid even without the Pikiran Lagabov? After all, it's machshavte in keres mitech ma'isav. It's a ma'isav gomo. There is no doubt. When anyone with a reasonable mind, if he sees a cot writing a get and writing it and saying that he writes it lishmo, so no doubt will occur in anybody's mind. So even without the Bekeyachim Edal Gabov, who guides the cotton, it should be valid. So Yerushalmi gives a teres, and teres tamon, ze kesef ze megarish. Hoche hu acheshev v'yihu atei. The reason is why by get, so it is not valid without the God Lamed Al Gabov, is because by get the case is a megash. So according to the Rashi and the Ramban Shite, the Pshat Yerushalmi is very simple. As a matter of fact, this is one of the mekeres of it's not the Ramban Shite. According to Rashi Shite and Rabbi Yehuda Shite, it's not the Ramban Shite. So according to Rabbi Yehuda Shite, the Pshat Yerushalmi is very simple, and this is one of the mekeres of Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda says that actually a cotton's kavone is no kavone. No kavone. But the reason is why by God Lamed Al Gabov, the lishmo is a good lishmo, because over there, so Rabbi Yehuda Shite is that Ksiv Zaget requires shliches. So who has to write the get lishmo? Who has to affect the lishmo? Who? The Baal. And when the Sefer does it, so it's on the basis of Shluch Shonke Meise. But it is the Baal, in final analysis, it is the Baal, not the Sefer. It is the Baal who affects the Lishmo. So Mimele, without the God Lamed Al Gabov, how could it get be valid? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it requires Shlichas too. Ein Shlichas Likot. So Mimele, but if there is a Pekeach Lamed Al Gabov, then the Baal appoints the Pekeach as a shliach, and the cotton does only in my sekubalme, a mechanical thing it does, a mechanical act. But who affects the lishmo? Who affects the lishmo? The God Lamed Al Gabov, because it couldn't be any other way. According to Rabbi Yehuda, so it requires shliches. How can a chereshit of a cotton become shluchim? They have to be b'nidas. A shliach has to be b'nidas. So obviously, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who has to be appointed as a shliach? The God Lamed Al Gabov. But without the God Lamed Al Gabov, so there is no ksivus aget lishmo by the Baal. Briefly, by get the halacha is that lishmo has to be done by the Baal. So if there is a God Lamed Al Gabov, then the Baal appoints the God Lamed Al Gabov as a shliach, and he entertains the machshove of lishmo, and the cotton just does a mechanical act, but
But if there is no Pikechim the Gabov, then who is the Shliach? The cotton? The cotton cannot even be a Shliach. So that's the Pshat. That's the Pshat of Rabbi Yehine. And even if Rabbi Yehine would not, it just happens that Rabbi Yehine agrees with the Sheet of the Ri that Ksivus HaKet requires Shliches. But even if Rabbi Yehine had not accepted the Sheet of the Ri, he could still say the same thing. As I said last time, because even though Shliches is not required, but the Torah says, Vikosav lo Sefer Krisus. So who is the subject of Vikosav lo? The Baal. So it is the Baal who affects the Rishmo. But according to the Rishenim, who are Chirik and the Ri, and who hold that Shliches is not required, then it is... So by me, through the Tzivu HaBaal, to the Sefer, so it's considered that the Baal affects the Rishmo. So it is similar to Shliches, even if we say that it doesn't require Shliches. It doesn't require. Now, the question is, how would Teisves explain the Yerushalmi? Teisves, she said, Yud Beis, Omud Beis, the first Teisves, Dibra Maslom, Antan, Rebbeikin, Kavol, Ishrite, is that Ksivas Haget does not require Shliches. That's number one. And then, also, that the Lishmo is affected by the Chersh and the Chod themselves, not by the Godwin and the Gabo. So they affect the Lishmo. So what's the Pshat in the Yerushalmi? What's the Pshat in the Yerushalmi that Tamon is a case of the Migarish? So Bishlim, according to Rabbi Yehine, you understand? Because Gabi get the balance to why they get Lishmo. And Mimele, without the Pekiachim and the Gabo, Chersh and the Chod cannot be the Shluchim. Cannot be the shluchim, but if there is a pekiach in the gabov, then the pekiach is the shliach. But according to Teisves, there is no din of shliches, and the pekiach only fulfills the function of a rabbi, of a teacher, as a guidance counselor. I mean, he just guides the chereshim in cotton that they should write lishmo, but nothing more. So who affects the lishmo according to Teisves? The chereshim in cotton. The chereshim in cotton. So and shliches is not required. So that means, so the question arises, even without the Kotel HaMidrash Gabov, let the same Chereshe be Kotel affect the Lishmo. So what's the Pshat in the Yerushalmi? So that according to Teisves, we have to say that the Pshat in the Yerushalmi is true, that it is the Chereshe be Kotel who affects the Lishmo, and Teisves is Shliches is not required. So on the contrary, according to Teisves, the Pekeach who is in Tal Gabov, he only fulfills the function of a teacher. And he enlightens the Chereshim in the cotton how to write again. But who affects the Lishmo? Who affects the Lishmo? Who validates the get? The Chereshim in the cotton through their exile. But Teisves cannot deny that the Torah says, because of Losefa Krisus. So the Baal is the one who affects the Lishmo. But Shliches is not required. So Mimele, but how does the Baal affect the Lishmo through Tzivu HaBaal? And the Einoch Name, if the Baal is not Mitzave, the Sefer, then the Lishmo by the Sefer is null and void. It has no legal effect. So it is the Baal through the Tzivu that can validate the get. True, that it is the Chereshet Evikot who writes Lishmo, not the Godlem Dalgabo. But how can the Chereshe HaDevi Kotten or any Sefer affect the Lishmo, validate the get, because of the Tzivu HaBaal to them? So that's the aloche, that when the Baal is mitzvah the Sefer, then it's considered as if the Baal wrote the Lishmo, even without recourse to Shliches. But here the aloche is that the Ksivas HaGet, the Lishmo, is affected by the Sefer without recourse to Shliches, but it's only through the Tzivu HaBaal. So since the Lishmo has to be attributed to the Baal, because the Torah says Vikosav lo Sefer Krisus, so even though there is no Aloch of Shliches, but through Tzivu HaBaal it has to become attributed to the Baal, as if the Baal wrote. In other words, it's Maise Baal. The execution of the get is done by the Baal. Even though it's written Mechanically, it's written by Sefer, but who Al-Pidin executes the get, validates the get? The Baal. But the Baal can validate the get, can execute the get, even though it is done physically by the Sefer. As long as they do it under his directive. So then the Baal executes the get and validates the get. But so in final analysis, who executes the Lishmo? The Baal, not the Sefer. So Mimele, where the Sefer is Ikotten? So without Ikot Limit Al Gabov, who explicitly teaches and guides the Kotten, so Mimele, the Baal cannot execute the Lishmo that is done mechanically by the Kotten. If it is done mechanically by Godel, so Mimele, the Maise done by the Godel under the directive of the Baal is attributed to the Baal. But when it is done by Kotten under the directive of the Baal, it cannot be attributed to the Baal unless it is spelled out. It is spelled out that he does it Lishmo. So when is it spelled out? If there is a Godel Eben Deo who guides him. But if there is no Godel Eben Deo who guides him, then the Baal cannot execute and validate the Lishmo of the get through the Maisikon. Only when there is a Godel who guides the cotton at the time of the writing of the get. Or this is the text. Tamon zekizem midash. Now then, hu acheishei vihu atev. So one thing is very strange in the Yosham. Vitemilri, shebo litaritz miget atrumo, umize lo hiksho, elo hiksho miget ahidi cotton. Yesh lemais. So in other words, but there is one difficulty in the Yosham. Actually, the kasha of the Yoshalme is not as to the stire between the halacha of Trumo, the Tchereshit Mikotten cannot be Terei, and the halacha of Get. There is no kasha from Trumo, because the Yoshalme already mentioned that by Trumo, in view of the fact that the Torah spells out Machshove in connection with Trumo, V'nechshav Lochem. So, since Machshove is spelled out by the Torah in connection with Trumo, so there we cannot say Yesh Lemaise if there is a Chochet Mure that the cotton has a certain intention, so it is effective. That we can say in Kolatere Kule, where Machshove is not spelled out, Masheinke Gabi Trumo, where the Torah spells out V'nechshav Lachem. So there we cannot say Yechiach Maise Sholen Al Machshavta. The Yoshalmi already said it. So mainly the Yoshalmi cannot ask Kikashe. Why do we say Gabi Trumo that the Kotten's Machshove is invalid? And Gabi Iket the Kotten's Machshove is valid. Because the Yoshalmi already mentioned. By Trumo the Torah says V'nechshav. Gabi Get, the Torah doesn't say V'nechshav. So the Yoshalmi's Kashe obviously is not as to the apparent stira between Get and Trumo. But the Yoshalmi's Kashe consists in the apparent stira between Get on one hand and Trumo on the other. And Trumo on the other. Alem V'rimein, the Mishneh of Alem V'rimein, Shechokikum, Dnei Kislomet Benofo. So there we say that the Maise is Mechiach al-Machshavton, and it's valid with the Raise. And by Get, we do not say that the Maise of Ksimes HaGet is Mechiach al-Machshavton, so that it should be kosher even without the Godel Eben Deo. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. Why does the Yerushalmi mention Trumo? Why does Yerushalmi mention Trumo in the Teretz? Hoche hu acheshe hu atere. There was no kasha from Trumo altogether. The kasha was, that was the first kasha from Trumo. So the Yerushalmi already gave it Teretz. The Yerushalmi already gave it Teretz as to the stira between Tume, the Mishnah of Alim Verime, and Trumo. Then the Yerushalmi gave it Teretz before. Now the kasha of the Yerushalmi is something else, as to the apparent stira between Get and Tume. Not as to the apparent stira between Get and Trumo. So why does Yerushalmi spell out in the Teret, Hu achei shivu ater? This is not discussed now. So we have to say, so that's the kasha of the thing. But we have to say, in Chanami, here, the Yerushalmi just means tamon zekesiv zemigarish. So mimele, we cannot say without the God Levital Gabov, we cannot say that the maise of the...